Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in today. This is the Word Up Podcast, a program where we share thoughts on YouVersion's Bible verse of the day. I'm Matthew Ogers, your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. In today's episode, we will be looking at a few thoughts on Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Without further ado, let's dive into the episode. John chapter 12 and verse 13. John chapter 12 and verse 13 is the verse of today, but I'll read verses 12 to 13 for context. It reads from the NLT, "The next day, the news that Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem swept through the city. A large crowd of Passover visitors took palm branches and went down the road to meet him. They shouted, 'Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail to the King of Israel.'" I read the Passion Translation as well. For better context, it says, "The next day, the news that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem swept through the massive crowd gathered for the feast. So they took palm branches and went out to meet him. Everyone was shouting, 'Lord, be our Savior. Blessed is the one who comes to us, sent from Yahweh, the King of Israel.'" Lovely verses of scripture. To better understand today's reading, it's important that we read this particular chapter from the beginning. If we read it from the beginning, it shows how Jesus was at the house of Mary and Martha, siblings of Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. It was almost time for this celebration of the Passover, and people were arriving early to Jerusalem in preparation for this great festival. What is the Passover and why was it so important? This was a festival that reminded the Israelites of their slavery in Egypt and how God miraculously delivered them through the blood on their doorpost. The angel of death passed over them and there was no death in the Israelites' household. There was more to the Passover than just the celebration and the meals. It was significant as it talked about Jesus in every way, how he was the Passover lamb that will bring about protection and deliverance to all who believed in him. If we note, God instructed Moses to tell the people that if they didn't put the blood on their doorposts, they wouldn't be spared by the angel of death. This points to the personal involvement which we have to take in being saved. I know Jesus has paid the price completely for us, but there is a part that we must play, just like the Israelites needed to put that blood on their doorpost for the angel of death to pass over. The Bible says we must believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord for us to be saved. So that's the part that we must play. There is something you have to do to be covered. All right, back to our verse for today, the story. Jesus also arrived earlier for the Passover festival, but he thought to visit his friend Lazarus. As we read from the preceding chapter, John chapter 11, we get to understand how Jesus loved Lazarus. We're told how Lazarus died and Jesus went and raised him from the dead. It was the same Lazarus that Jesus visited in Bethany before the Passover. For many who were traveling into Jerusalem, it was a mixture of different things. Some wanted to celebrate the Passover, but they also wanted to confirm the stories they had heard about this man Jesus, one of which was that he raised someone from the dead. What do you mean? Someone was raised from the dead? I must see this for myself. So many who came to the Passover wanted to celebrate the Passover, but they also wanted to see this man that had been raised from the dead. This had never happened in their lifetime. There must be something about this man called Jesus. He spoke differently to their priests. He spoke as one who had authority. They had seen him cast out demons, heal the sick, and now raise the dead. This must be the one prophesied about in the prophets which they read. No one spoke with such authority except kings. Jesus spoke as one who had the authority as the King of Kings, but the people were just getting to know him as they hadn't met anyone who commanded such authority and wasn't a physical king. Everyone was going after Jesus, some for the miracles, others for the bread, some to confirm what they had heard. And on this occasion, this major festival, when people heard he was coming into Jerusalem, they gathered in their numbers to the amazement of the priests. Let's see verses 9 and 11, verses 9 to 11 of this same chapter. The Bible reads, "When all the people heard of Jesus' arrival, they flocked to see him and also to see Lazarus, the man Jesus had raised from the dead. Then the leading priest decided to kill Lazarus too, for it was because of him that many of the people had deserted them and believed in Jesus." So you could imagine, poor Lazarus, he died due to circumstance and he was raised from the dead. What was his fault? But they were trying to kill Lazarus because that miracle drew people to Jesus. From scriptures, we would notice that even when Jesus, did notable miracles for people and told them not to announce those things, his fame grew the more. His primary purpose was to glorify God the Father, not to pull crowd to himself. So for us, as we execute our God-given assignment, we ought to be mindful of not being crowd-seeking, but God-focused. Not crowd-pleasing, but following God's leading. In today's society, we're so engrossed with getting numbers on social media that we almost miss the mark if we're not careful. It's about the number of followers you have, or the views your videos get, or the traffic you pull. And these are lightweight when it comes to the kingdom. The weightier matters are the things of the kingdom. The Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Let Jesus be our example, who went about preaching the kingdom of God is at hand, healing the sick and doing the will of the Father. The crowd came to him as a result of the good works done according to what God instructed. Hearing and seeing the things Jesus did, he reflected one whom they had read about in the scriptures. They knew this was their king, even though the priests fought the idea of it. Note this, Satan will always fight God's plan and purpose. Herod tried to terminate the plan of Jesus from birth, and we see at different times Jesus' life has been targeted. And you wonder, if God spoke to me, why am I facing so many difficulties and challenges? Dear friend, that's one sure sign God is with you. And a good test, you're on the right path. They held palm fronds, shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" Palm fronds are a symbol of victory and joy. Jesus, on the other hand, was to make a notable entry into Jerusalem. And for different people, there were different things going on here. For the watchers, it was a celebration of their king, victory at last. "We've got someone who can heal the sick, raise the dead. Hosanna! Hosanna!" But for Jesus, he was looking at something eternal, something more than healing the sick or the dead coming to life. Jesus was focused on the cross that would bring eternal salvation and usher the people into true joy. Not the temporal shouting and hailing the King of the Jews. No, Jesus was looking at their eternal redemption from sin, ushering them into eternity. There are several provoking thoughts from this passage, so much to unpack, but I'll leave us with these thoughts. If Jesus were to knock on the door of your heart, would you welcome him or send him away? Would you be joyful with the palm front of joy and victory, saying, "Welcome, come into my heart," or would you send him away? If you've already opened your heart to him, do you still find time for him, or have you left him out of your life? Is he Lord and King of your life? Or are you running the show of your life the way you like? Have you embraced and stepped into the victory that Jesus won for you? The victory over sin, death, and the grave. Have you stepped into that victory? Or do you still struggle with these? Are you like the leading priests who think they know but know nothing? They were jealous about Jesus and wanted to kill him. Do you think you're standing in the way of the gospel or God's plan in someone's life? Or are you helping them fulfill God's plan and purpose for their lives? Lastly, what kind of a leader are you? Are you one who lords it over people? Or are you a servant leader who would rather go on a donkey? So these thoughts I'd like us to think about as we head towards Easter. I'd like us to reflect on these thoughts. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We're so grateful for the victory that you brought into our lives. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for shedding your blood. And your blood on our lives gives us that Passover. We've passed over from death to life. It is because of your blood that we have passed over. And we thank you because we know we have life, we have true joy, we have victory by your blood. And I pray for everyone listening today who has not passed over from death to life, that through listening to this episode, Lord, they will come to know you and they will pass over from death to life. That you speak to their hearts and open their hearts to have an encounter with you, Jesus, the Savior. And as people shouted, Hosanna, be our Savior, be our Lord, that someone today will make that call and say, be my Savior, be my Lord. And Jesus, you will be their Savior and you'll be their Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining in the podcast today. It's always a pleasure to bring you God's word. We'll see you again next week by God's grace. Bless you. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up podcast. God bless you.